Hello everyone, and welcome back to Kathapotli, the story box for everyone. I hope you all are enjoying listening to this series of folklores from various states of India. Friends, each Indian state is famous for its food, culture, dance, language, clothes, heritage, history, and stories. And when we talk about food, Indian states provide a big and diverse food cuisine. Whether it is Dal Bati of Rajasthan, Thepla of Gujarat, Puran Poli of Maharashtra, or Litti Chokha of Bihar, it is also unique and delicious. And when we are talking about food, the Idli Dosa of southern states cannot be missed mentioning. This mouth-watering dish is famous not just in South, but is also a famous cuisine of every Indian household these days. Today, I will tell you a story of the state of Kerala and about dosas. The name of the story is Dosas for the Demon. And here it goes. Once upon a time, there lived a poor couple in Yelavathi in Kerala. Every day they begged for food and managed with meager offerings from kind people. The husband's favorite dish was dosas. "Oh, how I long for nice and crisp dosa," he would constantly say. One day he got lucky. A kind lady gave him some dosa butter. But there was no firewood to cook it on. "I will fetch some right away," he said, and left for the forest. When he reached the forest, he found a tree and he climbed it. And he started to cut a branch with his axe. The man worked dreaming of delicious dosas. Suddenly, he heard a loud roar. To his horror, he saw a fierce demon thundering towards him. "I am the lord of this jungle, and you did not even ask me before taking the wood?" The terrified man babbled. Forgive me, sir. I was only cutting firewood for my wife. She's going to make dosas for me." The demon's face changed. "Dosa? Did you say dosa? I love dosas. I will let you go. Gladly," promised the relieved man and hurried home with firewood. His wife was waiting eagerly for him. She lit the stove and made several delicious dosas. The man started to eat heartily. "This is so tasty," exclaimed the man, chewing happily. Before he knew, he had polished off all the dosas. "I hope there are at least 10 left for the demon," he said. However, there was no butter left. "Oh my God, what do we do now? He's going to eat both of us," cried the man. Just then, he heard the demon approaching. His wife hid inside a basket and he hid himself near a pot after locking all the doors. The demon banged the door. "Open up," he said. Hearing no response, he broke down the door and roared, "Where are my dosas?" The couple trembled. The demon searched all the pots for dosas. "Nothing is here," he fumed. In a fit of rage, he kicked a vessel. Unfortunately, it was filled with chili powder. The powder flew into the air and got into his eyes. "My eyes!" he screamed in agony. With his eyes stinging terribly, the demon rushed out of the house. The relieved couple came out of hiding. That's the last time I'll ever want dosas. I will never make a promise that I can't keep, declared the man. So I hope everyone you loved listening to the small story about dosas as to how the man saved himself by taking the name of dosa, but he could not feed the demon, and how the demon got injured with the fuming chili powder. Enjoy listening to more such stories and subscribe to the podcast. Bye. Take care.